The union bought space on a large billboard at the entrance to the Empire State Plaza in downtown Albany, where thousands of PEF members work, urging a yes vote on the new contract. They're distributing flyers, have held two telephone town hall meetings, and have offered a toll-free number for members who have questions about the contract and the changes from the previous proposal, which was rejected in late September. Without approval, nearly 3,500 union members will be out of a job on November 4th. Those on the layoff list have already been notified, so the other 50,000 or so union members know they will keep their jobs for now, even if they vote against the contract. PEF President Ken Brynion is urging them, though, to look beyond that.
These are career people, and they're sitting side by side with people in practically every office in the state who is worried about their own job. And I don't know how you could be a human being sharing an office with people for decades and then deciding, well, what's good for me, I don't care what happens to you. That's how I'm voting.
And the PEF president warns those not on the layoff list now could be in the new fiscal year if there's no new contract agreement in place. The proposal differs in some ways from the original contract. 9 mandatory furlough days would now be changed to deferred pay. Workers would get the money back after the contract ends or if they retire during the next 4 years. The union members would still be expected to pay more for their health insurance, but they could draw on unused vacation days to help pay for the increased premiums. Governor Cuomo says the new proposal won't cost the state any more money than the original contract offer. His requirement was that any changes be revenue neutral. He says he made the extra effort to try to avoid layoffs in hard economic times.
The hardship of 3,500 layoffs was something we were going to do everything possible to avoid. This second revote, I think, is really an extraordinary step to try to do that. I also think that we've been flexible. We've spent countless hours on this. I know my team has. I know I've spent many hours myself, and I'm proud of that.
But the governor says there is a limit, and if the contract is not approved this time around, there will not be a third chance.
So this is it. It's up to them, whatever they choose.
Ballots have to be in by 9 a.m. on November 3rd. If the contract is rejected, the layoffs begin the following day. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.